Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
A new study analyzing the factors linked to sleep-related deaths suggests that bed sharing is the greatest risk for babies age 4 months and younger, and the American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend bed sharing with your infant for sleep safety and SID reduction. My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Murray. She's a physician specializing in pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Murray. So sleep safety and SIDS, you know, it's every parent's worst nightmare, but bed sharing has been shown to be such a great risk for this. So speak about bed sharing and this new study.
Me back. Yeah, bed sharing, you would think that keeping your child close is a loving, wonderful thing to do, but we know that it is just so incredibly dangerous, especially for our smallest of infants. We like to say boring is best. You can have them close in a bassinet next to you, but if they're in your own same sleep space, whether it be an accidental roll onto a pillow, a sheet covering their face, or even a part of your body, that can cover your infant and cause a suffocation and death, unfortunately.
Okay, so parents, you know, some parents are very adamant, and this is actually controversial, as some other kind of parent things are, and the ones that are into the bed sharing are really, you know, very fervent about it. What do you tell them as a way to keep their baby all close and snuggly and safe without sharing their bed?
I think it's important to talk about some of the myths, too. I think a lot of times people think it'll be okay because I'm not overweight, or I'm not a parent who has a glass of wine before bed. I think a lot of times people assume that obesity and other things play a role, but we know that otherwise perfectly healthy parents can accidentally have a suffocation death. So we suggested keeping them close by having them in a bassinet right in the same room, so the same sleep environment, but not the same sleep space. So whether they're in a crib, in the same bedroom, or if they're in a bassinet right up next to your bed, that's the best place to have them. You can easily reach them. It doesn't disrupt breastfeeding at all. You just, as soon as you're done breastfeeding, just reach next to you, put your baby into their own bassinet so they're in their own safe sleep space. I think a lot of times people worry that it could make breastfeeding harder, and we know that breastfeeding is a really important thing. We also know it's a really challenging skill, and so we want to do everything we can to support breastfeeding. But just that simple extra step of reaching next to you to put the baby into the bassinet doesn't limit things very much, and we know that the benefits of the safety are just so great.
And, you know, I know that some of it, as you say, has to do with the ease of breastfeeding and all, but some of it's not even that, Dr. Murray. And so what do you say? So you've got the bassinet, and that makes, you know, you just lean over and get the baby out of the bassinet. And some mothers even fall asleep while they're breastfeeding, you know, and then there's the baby. So what do you suggest for that? Maybe making sure that the father gets involved and stays awake and takes the baby, puts them back in their bassinet. You know, give us more suggestions.
I think it comes kind of retraining your brain. You know, we often talk about baby-proofing your house. I think sometimes you have to kind of baby-proof your brain because you mentioned falling asleep while breastfeeding. We know being a new parent is exhausting, and we know that people don't function as well when they are exhausted. So when you have two parents involved, whether you're taking turns, making sure that somebody is always getting rest, that's critical. With a new baby, you both want to enjoy all the experiences, and there's the sense of, I don't want to miss anything. But on the other hand, you just really need to have everybody be well-rested. So if there's a tag team approach, somebody's sleeping, somebody's taking care of the baby, that can be very helpful. But then also just right from the beginning, getting into that habit of, I have now finished breastfeeding, or I've finished having some close snuggle time with my baby, the very last thing I'm always going to do is put my baby in his or her bassinet, and now I know it's safe for me to go to sleep. I know my baby is safe, and so now I can rest soundly because my baby is safe. So whether dad is helping to make sure the last thing you always do is put the baby down in the bassinet or in their own crib, and make sure he's doing that too, if he's doing some of the care or an occasional bottle feed, which is certainly fine. We love dads to be involved. That habit of that routine of the last thought you have to yourself is, baby is down in the bassinet, therefore I know my baby's safe, so I'm going to be able to sleep better. If you train yourself to be in that mindset, that can certainly be very, very helpful. It's also tempting to go, you know, maybe give mom a break and take the baby out onto the couch or into another room. You know, dads will often do that, and unfortunately we have accidents and awful things happening in that sleep environment too, whether it's a baby simply rolling off of the caregiver on the couch or those same suffocation risks can certainly happen there. So whoever it is caring for that child, that mentality of the last thing I'm going to do, even if it's a position that maybe I could fall asleep in, last thing I'm going to do, make sure my baby's in their own safe sleep place so I know I can then be comfortable.
So Dr. Murray, now there's also, suppose people are using a crib or a bassinet, but they think the baby needs a pillow or blankets. Mm-hmm. And so this is another top risk factor for sleep safety and SIDS. So speak about things in the crib.
Things in the crib, you're right. Everybody wants to have a beautiful baby shower, and they get all these wonderful gifts to make this crib look beautiful. An interesting study in 2009 looked at magazines for parents and children, or women of childbearing age, to see what kind of pictures were depicted, and a huge number emphasized comfort and had a lot of soft bedding, saying your baby will be more comfortable. And we know that that's simply not the case. We know for the babies that are a little bit older that their biggest risk factor is having another object in bed with them, the most common thing being a pillow or a blanket. The trouble here is even if they can roll in one direction, they might roll themselves onto that blanket or onto that pillow and not be able to then roll back and free themselves, and so that suffocation risk still exists. I always like parents, you know, boring is best. It's not that you're abandoning your child. They're not going to be bored or lonely. They're really going to be the most safe in that plain, simple sleep environment without a pillow, without a blanket, without a stuffed animal, without bumpers. That is the most loving thing you can do to help keep them safe. Boring is best.
Now, so they don't even need little stuffed animals in there. I mean, you really like a completely empty crib.
Completely empty. Those kids, as they get closer to be a year and have a very small little stuffed animal, these are the kids who, you know, can sit up on their own, can pull to a stand, are really gaining a great deal of mobility and independence. That's a different situation, perhaps at that point, then they can have something small. But these much younger infants, certainly those under 9 months of age, we just don't like to have anything in there with them. The
so
data supports that the risk is too great.
Well, the risk is pretty great. We have about 2 minutes left or a minute and a half left. So really give us your best advice about the expanded guidelines for infant sleep safety and SIDS risk reduction from the American Academy of Pediatrics for parents out there, because as we said at the beginning, it is a parent's worst nightmare, and bed sharing and pillows and things in the crib are certainly the highest risk for SIDS and problems with the baby. So give us your really best advice and wrap it all up for us.
Best advice, have your baby be on their back to sleep. We suggest using approved sleep sacks or coverings that attach to the baby and therefore cannot accidentally go over their face. No pillows, no blankets, no stuffed animals, baby and a firm mattress, and that is it, with a nice tight fitted sheet, whether it be a bassinet or in a crib. Have a comfortable, cool, relatively cool sleeping environment. It doesn't have to be especially warm. For the very young infants, there is some information saying that a pacifier can be helpful. And of course, we always love our moms to breastfeed, but the critical things here is by themselves on their back in their own dedicated sleep environment.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you do not sleep share, bed share with your infant. It is a high risk for SIDS, you know, and so you also want to make sure not to use wedges and positioners. And even though it might be tempting, listeners, you don't want to put the baby, if you possibly can, in a car seat and other sitting devices for routine sleep. And I know it can be tempting, but you want to get them in a bassinet or a crib with no bumpers, no stuffed animals, no pillows, no blankets. Boring is best, says Dr. Elizabeth Murray. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information that we gave here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.